Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Things just got mad lit AF at Pluckers and Allen. Because my mom, Gator, just walked in. Give it up for Gator, everybody. Put your hands together for Gator, Pluckers. Man. Hi, Gator. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you going to have a beer?
No.
You don't have beer at lunchtime? Are you taking off today or are you working?
No, I'm working.
Oh, you're working.
I'm always working.
Okay, and the boss is okay with you having an extended lunch break at Pluckers?
I'm sure he would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever get in big fights with your boss and have to put your Gator fist down and go, no, damn it, I'm doing what I want. I'm Gator.
I think he probably is used to that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he's
so,
a great guy.
So what's on the agenda today? What are you doing? Like you got some big accounts to do stuff with? Or
no, I'm just home cleaning up stuff, messes.
Oh,
things like, that happen.
Like dogs pooping on the carpet
or
work stuff?
I'm talking about business messes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Just stuff we have to do.
HR stuff?
Oh, you have any HR issues, Gator?
Do I have what?
Any HR issues with the company? Like
No. We've got, we have really a good company, a great HR. In fact, he just came down the other day and talked to everybody, and we all walked off still with our jobs.
Okay,
everybody's
that's good.
He's good.
It's good
we
to keep your job.
We put in a lot of long, hard hours. We do. We got a great team.
You all have right. an amazing work ethic, Gator. A lot of people that have done what you've done probably would have retired by now, but you're still out there doing your thing.
No, just give me another Duracell, and I just keep on going. I told some of my customers, told one of them one time, I said, if you don't hurry up and say yes to me, I'm going to be coming in here with a walker. And he just cracked up, but that's about where we are. I've been doing this 32 years.
And wow. And you work in the, is it say, just gas and oil business?
What's no, your... I'm pretty much lubes, oil.
Oh, ma'am.
Yeah, whatever you have in your car.
Okay.
I probably sold it to the man that put it there.
Yeah. Okay.
And I love what I do, but my...
I don't want you selling lube to the man.
This guy's up.
Yeah, this guy, really, let's get this guy.
But, I called on a dealership yesterday that is... your car, and I told him you need to be coming in here.
Whoa.
And I talked to a young lady that listens to sports radio, and she said, oh yeah, that they started out on the ticket. And I said, yeah, they did. And I said, you need to be sure you tune in and listen to them. I'm always talking about you.
I could say this to the tellers that are listening. My mom is always out there spreading the gospel about 105.3 The Fan. Any opportunity that you get, you have a tendency to tell people about the state because you consider yourself a Tolo, right?
I definitely am, and I think we need a shirt.
Yeah, you were telling Big Dong Steven that we need a Tolo shirt.
Yeah, we need to run a contest and let people design a Tolo shirt, and I'd wear it.
Management loves it when people come up with random contest ideas.
Oh, okay.
They love that generally. Okay. They get really excited about it.
Well, do you know that now some of my customers call me Gator?
Yes, which is great.
I didn't know that they even knew, and I have one guy. Can I say his name?
Sure, I don't care.
Robin Brooks.
Oh, my God, don't say his name.
Oh.
I didn't know you were going to say Robin Brooks. What are you doing?
I love my guys. I have all these men that I love.
She loves them up.
And the lube business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're all my special people, and Robin calls me and says, Gator, I need to place an order. And if he called me anything but Gator, I wouldn't know what to say.
Right.
And I had one customer that I went into, and his name is Kevin.
Hey.
And he said, now, wait a minute. What did you just say? And I said, well, my son, I'm being a skin show. He said, oh, my gosh, which one is yours? And I said, no, I didn't give him that name. His friends did. Skin is my son. He said, I listen to him. Every day.
Wow.
He was blown away that you were my kiddo.
Well, that's great, man. You're out there connecting with the Tolos.
You got it.
If anybody has any questions for Gator, 877-881-1053. This guy says, I've been a Tolo for about 2 years now, but I still don't know why you refer to your mom as Gator. So, Gator, why do they call you Gator?
Well, because your daughter Maya couldn't say grandmare, and you called me and said, Mom. what do you feel about Gator? And I said, I don't understand. What do you mean Gator? And you told me why that Maya couldn't say it. And I said, it's okay with me. Whatever she wants to call me, I'll answer to.
See, you just said that real normally, like it's normal for people to have the name of Grandmere. Like, not in this country. So my sister's kids started calling you Grandmere.
They call me Grandmere.
That's French, right?
Uh-huh.
And then my daughter couldn't say Grandmere. It came out Gator.
Gator.
I'd say, hey, there's Grandmere. She'd go, Gator. So it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, and I love it, and it's great. And your son, Desmond, my little sweet grandson, my caboose, said, we walked into a Thanksgiving dinner, and Gretchen's oldest daughter, Mandy, called me Grandmere and gave me a big hug. And Des looked up and said, what did you call her? And she said, Grandmere. He said, that's not my Grandmere. That's not your Grandmere. That's my Gator.
That's Gator.
And he could not understand that.
Hey, be real careful with all this caboose talk while we're selling lube, okay?
Yeah.
My mom, Gator, is here at Pluckers and Allen. Anybody have any questions, make sure and text in 877-881-1053.
So you mentioned during the break, Gator, that you were not going to get a chance to go to the state fair this year?
Didn't get to go.
Is it something that you normally do every year?
I like to go, yeah.
Yeah?
Like,
what's your favorite part?
Well, I really like to ride the Ferris wheel.
Okay. And the I big used, one?
Yeah. And I like to go with Gretchen,
my sister.
Jess' sister, has a little special child, and she's 18, and that's the thrill of her life. And we've gone the last couple of years, maybe 2 years or so, and that's Handicap Day, and that's it's just a special day, and we didn't get to do that this year. And I didn't realize the fair was over, and I looked up, and they were on the news, Texas laying down. I thought, well, I guess it's over.
Goes by fast, doesn't it? Like, it feels like it was just here, and it's like, all right, it's done.
Did you panic when you saw Big Tex was on fire a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking. Yeah.
By the way, I didn't even talk to you since this happened. Rockwall got hit with tornadoes, didn't it?
Yes, right over our house.
We should say Gator lives in Rockwall, not far from where Troy Hughes from the morning show lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how bad did you guys get it?
Well, now, we are okay. Thank God this time. This is twice that thing has gone right over our house. And
you guys got a bunch of big trees out there.
Yeah, and a lake behind us. And, you know, it makes me sick. I look at, and Jeff, our old neighborhood, Richland Park.
Yeah, it got destroyed.
Do you know Richland Park?
That was. Is our house still standing?
Well, I'm going to go, oh my God, I'm going to cry. Don't say
I know. No, I thought about it too. I saw the drone footage. I was like, man, I don't even know if the house I grew up in is still standing.
Oh my God. See, I thought it was the neighborhood maybe across.
It's across from Richland Park. Or across from Richland Junior College.
God.
Yeah, my lovely wife, Trish, is here. You're having lunch with her. She's got the footage. You should take a look.
She sent it to me, and she said, Richland Park, exclamation. And I said, I can't tell. That's why I couldn't tell. It's gone. And we have a dear friend. She's a realtor that lives there, and I've been thinking about her. I've got to call her and see. But, you know, all you listeners out there, if anybody lives close enough, look into this and get in your closet, find something, take food, find out where we can go and help these people. I can't imagine getting up and looking at my home and there's nothing there.
And everything's gone.
It's gone.
I like that. Gator is putting out the call to everyone out there. If you can do anything to donate, if you don't even think about it. So we're going to go through the closets this weekend. Trisha's like, hey, we need to do the whole fall cleaning anything. Anyways, let's take all the extra stuff we have and go donate it because a lot of people lost all their clothes, for example.
Think about the kiddos and the children. I thought about them yesterday, and I thought, all these teenagers, this is so important. They're all getting up to go to school, and it's so fun to pick out what you're going to wear. There's nothing there.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Your dad's school, your alma mater, Thomas Jefferson, it's very destroyed.
Yeah, my dad's high school got destroyed.
And so it's just sad because it's lots of memories, and it can all be replaced. There's nothing more precious than life. And there was not one fatality.
That's amazing. And I didn't even really see any serious injuries either.
I don't think, a few people went to the hospital, but, you know, we just all get up and take everything for granted. We hear about it and go, oh, God, that's really too bad. And then you go on and do your thing. They have months and a years to deal with this.
Yep.
Reach
out and do what you can. Thank you. That's a good reminder, Gator. Yeah. So some people are texting in, what was the worst part of raising me? Huh. And you can be brutally honest. I was a little a-hole. It's okay. You can say it.
You were very determined. You and Ben together were quite a challenge. And
Ben would just roll into our house.
Yeah, Yeah.
Gator was always real floored by that. Ben would just walk in.
I tried to tell him it's different now. I'm single, live here by myself, Jeff and I. Mm-hmm.
He might have been trying to be my stepdad. Who knows?
No, he just didn't understand. He was used to coming in and out, and he would just come. And I finally said, Ben, you got to ring the doorbell. You got to let us know you're here. I could be standing here in a towel wrap or
That's what he wanted, Gator.
And he just kept coming. So one day I took him by the arm, marched him back out, and locked the door and said, now ring the doorbell. Made him so mad he just kept going, and he left. And we didn't see Ben for a while. But he was
Benji back then.
Yeah, Benji came back.
But no, let's focus on what a jerk I was. What was the worst part about raising me?
Well, your sister helped me get through it. I mean, you gave me a lot of anxiety attacks. But I guess one of the worst times was the time you didn't come home, and we couldn't find you. But we did find your car parked in a lot fairly close to the house, and it was empty. Of course,
whoops,
we didn't know where you were, and come to find out you were at some person's home. I think it was a girl's. But you talked really ugly to both of us, and I was like horrified, and I said, that can't be my son. I accused you of being strung out on something.
It was my brain on drugs.
So, but we did find you and bring you home. And then there was that time.
Uh-oh. Which one is this?
That you came home with friends at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you all three showed up in my bedroom to tell me that you were not feeling too well.
And I shouldn't have been driving.
Exactly. And that's why these friends brought you home.
Yeah, and you didn't know them. So some people that my mom had never met woke her up in the middle of the night to say, hey, we drove home passed out skin.
And Jeff walked in, and the next thing I know, he passed out on my bed. Now, give me that, huh? So
you had a really good time with me, huh?
I did.
I was just sheer joy, wasn't I?
Well, I love you.
I love you too, Gator. What are you going to eat for lunch?
Oh, I love this place. Probably lemon pepper.
Yeah, man. Hard to go wrong with the lemon pepper.
And I really wish they would put a spot in out in Rockwall. We need a Pluckers out there.
Okay, Pluckers, you heard my mom. Let's get one going in Rockwall. What are we doing?
Text Pluckers Dave right now.
Yeah, text Pluckers Dave. Everybody put your hands together for my sweet, sweet mother, Plucker.
What do you think about the Cowboys so far, Gator?
Oh, my mom, Pluckers. Fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, right.
I'm so excited. I hope now we've been through whatever that was. And we're going forward because we are so good. And, of course, I love Dak, and I love Zeke.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Witten's back. And Fredericks, is it Fredericks that had the health? I love him.
Travis, he's the best.
He's wonderful. And I just love us. But I'm really upset because we couldn't get the Mavs last night. I went up and down those channels a million times. James came in.
What do you have?
Who's winning? I said, we can't get them.
Go to Dish TV.
I'm fixing to go back to Direct. I'm going to watch the Mavericks. I'm going to watch
You
them.
Are going to watch
oh,
the Mavericks.
Oh, y'all talked about Chris Singleton and
Chris Stapleton and Willie Nelson.
And Willie.
Former White Sox outfielder.
I got to go.
Like you're leaving the show, or you want to go to that concert?
No, I want to go to that concert.
Oh,
it'd be
okay.
Great if we get her and Josh Hamilton to go to that show.
Oh, you'd go to that show with Hambone, wouldn't you?
You're my friend.
I think Josh is a big Chris Stapleton fan.
Yeah, I think he's a big Gator fan too.
He's my friend.
Yeah. Okay, I love you, Gator. You're awesome. Thanks for jumping on the air. There she goes.
I love all you listeners, keep listening. And design a Tolo shirt.
Okay, there you go. Are you coming to Fanniversary? Do you want to jump on one of the round tables?
We're going to come to the
All right, we'll put you on with Spittle and Ed Belfour coming up on Saturday at Fanniversary. I hope you have time for that.
Okay.
All right, there goes my sweet mom, Gator. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for rolling with us today. Coming up next, we'll do a hybrid around the NFL/NBA Western Conference segment live from Pluckers here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. 1-800-LAWYERS, that's our buddy Mark Rubin. You know, I think now is as good a time as any to go ahead and give out the word of the hour. The Turn It On, Leave It On National Cash Contest continues. Each hour, we're giving you a chance to win $1,000. All you have to do is text the word of the hour to 72881, and that word is touchdown, like touchdown Rams. T-O-U-C-H-D-O-W-N. Text in that word
touchdown Rams.
That's right, Ben. Text in that word to 72881, and that give you a chance to win $1,000. We'll see what G-Bag's up to on a Thursday coming up here in 20 minutes or so. But I wouldn't mind firing up some NFL music there, Shippy, and handing the ball off to Tizzle to take us around the NFL.
Yeah, that's correct. Let's start with this tweet from Adam Schefter 2 minutes ago. Apparently, Jarvis Landry's already talking trash to the Patriots. Kind of pulling a Doug Peterson here, Jarvis is.
Yep.
As he has, quote, "We're going to win. It's just that simple. We're going to win." Sunday at 3:25, the Browns 13-point underdogs to the Patriots, and Jarvis Landry is calling his shot.
So he's doing the Peterson thing.
He went full Peterson.
All right.
He went full Peterson.
You always want to go full Peters on in any situation that you have.
And the Eagles weren't allowed to do that with their left tackle, Jason Peters, last week. Josh Gordon is very interesting right now, staying on that same kind of Patriots token here. Now, they have put him on the IR. They put him on the IR yesterday, and the reports are that they're going to waive him once he's medically cleared. So before we talk about what this all means, let's go through his numbers real quick.
Okay.
20 catches for 287 yards this year and one touchdown. This hasn't been terribly.
How many games?
6 games.
Okay.
Here are his numbers. 3 for 73, 2 for 19, 6 for 83, 3 for 46, 5 for 59, and then 1 for 7. The thing that I will say about Josh Gordon is when I watch him play, he still looks like he's got it.
Right.
Now, maybe not that explosion from 5 years ago, but he still looks like he's got it a little bit. So, and when he joined them last year, he was pretty impactful, 40 catches once he joined them. So they're going to waive him. Well, Peter King, the Peter King has come out.
Do you know all the logic behind the waiving?
Well, there's a couple things I could think of. They just traded for Mohamed Sanu, so right, maybe they think they don't need him.
Well, I would want to put, if he's good, I'd want to put two good players together. So you're not like getting rid of a good receiver because you got another one.
I also think they might know something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about his day-to-day attitude. I know that on an Instagram post and someone talked about him being put on IR, he held up like a scratchy eye up emoji, right, like I'm confused emoji.
Right, like I'm not really needing to be on the IR.
Yeah, but you know, you never know. So this is what Peter King said. He was doing a radio hit with Boston, all right?
Yep.
He said there would be a few teams interested in trading for Michael Bennett, who they still have.
Sign me up.
You've always been on the go get Michael Bennett
train. Sign me up.
Also said the Seahawks are a potential landing spot for Josh Gordon.
Okay.
DK Metcalf and Josh Gordon.
Dude, that's a total
Tyler Lockett.
That's a total Pete Carroll move. He will bring in whoever until it doesn't work. That's the way Belichick is.
I guess what my point is, like, there's NFC teams who are, well, I guess the 49ers training for Emmanuel Sanders. They're in it trying to get better. The Patriots went and tried to get better by making a trade. The Cowboys going to do anything to try to get better? I don't think they're going to give up a hefty pick. I really don't.
Yep.
And again, I told you, I want Gerald McCoy or Sue. I'm all in on that. I just don't see them doing that. You know, another guy, I was talking this morning with John Machota from The Athletic. Oh, crap. And he mentioned Snacks Harrison. And then I just went and looked. Snacks Harrison has got a Geno Atkins situation where the money, they're not going to trade for a guy who's got 3 years left on his deal. If they're going to trade for a guy, it'll be a guy who's got 1 year on his deal still, and then it's get out of it.
Right.
You know? So I don't see them doing that, but it's interesting that all these teams are now making trades, and the trade deadline's next week, so still got a week. I just don't think the Cowboys are going to do anything.
No, I don't either. I think if they do anything, it's sign one of their own to an extension.
Yeah. Drew Brees came out and said that he's planning to play against the Cardinals this week. Now, they got a bye week next week. Saints.
Why would he do that? It's the Cardinals.
Seems very...
Well, the Cardinals have won 3 games in a row.
I don't want to be rude. I'm not name calling.
Don't be
but
rude.
Doesn't it kind of have that vibe of kind of old school football guy? You know?
Yeah.
No, I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm playing.
Right? No.
Well, you got a bye week. Maybe we should load manage this thing.
Especially when, according to the expectations on the power rankings, they're expecting to go to the Super Bowl and win it, Kevin. So yeah. You got to see the whole field on this one.
I couldn't believe that that's what they were expecting to do.
So stupid.
Also interesting from Bruce Arians in Tampa Bay. He basically said that when it comes down to it, he was getting some questions about Jameis. And he was like, well, who is he? The guy that hung 55 on the Rams or the guy who had 5 turnovers in London?
because when the when they ask me what I think at the end of the year, I'm going to be honest. But then that goes, well, what do you think about him then, Bruce? Because they're not going to sign Jameis Winston.
I would be shocked if they did that.
Would they franchise him for a year?
No. Like go the Kirk Cousins route?
I mean, he's at least still starting.
You know what?
Like Mariota got benched. Like that's done.
I hadn't considered that. I had not considered that, and that actually probably makes a lot of sense. Well, hell, I don't know, dude. It's week 7.
Yeah.
There's so much more to go. I mean, Jameis could – I just don't know. So let's say without knowing what's going to happen in the next 9 weeks, if you're the Tampa Bay's front office, what are you willing to offer Jameis Winston long term?
The Jacoby Brissett contract.
So 2 years and $30 million.
Yeah.
And there's no way Jameis takes
there's
that,
There's no way he'd take that. But can he get better?
Yeah, how old is he? 27, 28?
Can he get
28?
Better as a player, and can he get a better offer? Like both.
Yeah. I think he can get a better offer than the Jacoby right? Surely someone would give him 2 and 40 with only half of it guaranteed.
2 at 40
with only half guaranteed.
Yeah,
maybe. Somebody would do that.
Maybe. He's such a polarizing figure around the league, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when things are working good, that Tampa Bay offense looks good sometimes.
He might be the perfect franchise candidate, honestly and truly.
Yeah. Just go ahead and do it for 1 year.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys could do that with Dak. If they wanted to, they could do it with Dak.
They don't need to do that. Dak's their guy long term.
NFL.com, one buy-sell proposal for each NFL team.
Okay, I like this.
All right. Yep. Let's go to the Cowboys. Buy safety Rashad Jones. Rashad Jones plays for the Dolphins. You know, it's interesting that he's got a big – he makes $13 million this year. And I'm looking at this over-the-cap situation. I just don't think – I know the safety, they covet more out of the safety position. I just don't think that's as big of an issue as defensive tackle. Rashad Jones makes way too much money the next 3 years. So I'm going to go ahead and debunk this from NFL.com.
Yep.
I think that's a bad thing to do. And so that cost a third-round pick in 2021. But the other one they had for the Lions, they should buy Melvin Gordon because Kerryon Johnson just got hurt. They should put Kerryon Johnson on IR, I believe.
But if they do that with Melvin Gordon, they got to sign him long-term. There's no sense in giving up anything when you're – what are they, 2-4 now, 2-4-1?
You'd have the comp pick for him, right? You'd get a pick back.
Yeah, okay.
Well, when you watch the Chargers play, Austin Eckler is way more dynamic than Melvin Gordon.
Is that right?
It's not even close.
God, did he misplay? He misplayed that.
Oh, he fumbled and fell down the stairs, and then, you know, then the broom fell and it opened up a door, and then the mop bucket, all the water's rolling all over the living room floor, and then he got up, and then he slipped and fell and hit his head.
Oh man!
I mean, it's just one of those cartoon sequences where he's just like. You can't stop the bad things from happening.
Right.
Falls and hits his head. His shoe falls off his right foot, flies and hits a duffel bag that has a pistol in it. The pistol fires off, ricochets across the room, tips over a candle. The house catches on fire.
Knocks a hot iron on his tail.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff there.
A lot of good stuff.
They've got one for the Packers. Buy tight end O.J. Howard. Remember him?
Yeah.
O.J. Howard is not happy in Tampa Bay because they – Bruce Arians famously doesn't throw to tight ends. So, and for the Eagles, let's go to the Eagles since that's the team we're chasing. Buy cornerback Chris Harris. I think that's something to actually watch for. I think that could legitimately happen.
Yeah.
And the Broncos are eventually going to, you know, they're going to get out of here. They're calling for Drew Lock, Shippy, the Missouri quarterback.
Yeah.
They're calling for him, and John Elway had to say, look.
Damn right they are.
Trust me with the quarterbacks, guys. He's not ready. Wait, we trusted you, and you got a guy who's not ready?
They're tanking.
This is an interesting thing.
Can the Broncos take another stab at Paxton Lynch? have you heard anything or looked at the contract? Bassick was raving about one of their interior defensive
linemen. Shelby Harris?
Yeah, what's the story on him?
Shelby Harris makes nothing. Shelby Harris would be great.
Let's go get him. I'd give up a high pick for him.
He's more of a nose guard in their scheme, but he could play the one here. But he makes $3 million. His cap hits $3 million, and he's done.
Let's go, man.
But, you know, it's like, what do they want for him? You know, I don't know.
Would you give up a third for that?
Here's his stats. He's played 16 games the last 2 years, so he's been healthy. Played all seven games this year. And he's playing, let's see, so far this year he's playing 62% of their snaps.
Okay.
So he's playing first and second down.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Last year he played 36% of their snaps.
Okay.
So he's a rotational guy.
So he's trending in a contract year.
He went 4.5 sacks 2 years ago, 1.5 sacks last year, a sack this year, two tackles for a loss this year. Doesn't look like he's done much this year. I've just got to look at raw numbers. I don't know. I've watched tape on Denver.
Right.
Doesn't look like he's done much.
What have you been doing, man?
Yeah, you know, we got other stuff to do.
Can you focus on the show and watch some Bronco tape?
Nah, man, I had to go watch Joker and, you know, try to catch up on Breaking Bad, watch El Camino. When are you going to watch El Camino, by the way?
This weekend. Honestly, I'm not doing the joke I do. Seriously, it's on the docket.
When?
He's gonna watch it tonight.
I'm not watching it tonight. I'm sleeping tonight. But it's Cowboy bye week. And I have a Maverick game Sunday night, but I don't have anything on Saturday except for Fanniversary from noon to 4 out there at Texas Live. Come on out there and join us. So this is a perfect weekend for me to watch El Camino.
Maybe you and your wife will hunker in and settle in and watch a little El Camino and then get ready for Chance the Rapper on Saturday Night Live.
God, he's on there like every other week.
No, he just did it 2 years ago.
Oh.
Not that big of a deal.
I might have been over-exaggerating that.
Other things I was thinking about, and that's around the NFL. We covered like 10 NFL stories for you right there.
Did we?
So there's a few things. Are you going to watch this Paul Rudd show on Netflix?
Probably not. Is it good? It's not good, is
well,
it?
Well, give me time to find out, you know?
Uh-huh.
So now basketball.
You tried to talk me out of the Righteous Gemstones.
This happens every year.
God, I can't
wait. The Gemstones, as most can attest, is great, and then it just ends with just... I mean,
so it's eastbound.
It ended
down.
With Melvin Gordon falling down the stairs. Oh, basically, no. Is what I'm saying. Now,
is it coming back or is that a limited series?
Oh, it was renewed for season two.
Okay.
Now I'm still climbing through Succession season two on HBO.
I'm in on that. I need to watch that.
You'd probably get on that. It's really great.
It looks good.
And also, I'd like to say this one: BoJack Horseman returns to Netflix for its final season.
Okay, that's the show I'm going to start. How many seasons?
This is season 6.
Oh, yeah, I can knock that out.
Featuring Will Arnett, Aaron Paul, the star of El Camino from Breaking Bad.
Yep.
Very good. Another thing that returns this week for its final season on Sunday night will be Silicon Valley on HBO.
I saw the commercials for that, and I got real bitter. So one of my favorite breweries up in Brooklyn, The Other Half,
uh-huh.
I've told you that story about me and my wife going up there. They did a collaboration with HBO and Silicon Valley.
Oh, cool. For this season?
For the final season.
So we're going to see something with them in there.
I think so.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a great brewery, man.
Yeah, you need to catch up on all that.
I do. I love Silicon Valley. I watched the first 2.5 seasons and just loved it.
It's fell off a tad. You know what I'm getting? Our buddy Brad North, a local guy who went, and he was for a few years the audio guy on many shows, whether it be
Stranger Things,
House. Banshee on Cinemax.
Yeah. You see what he's doing now, right?
Well, now he's doing Watchmen.
He's doing Watchmen.
Now, I didn't see Watchmen yet. The reviews are incredible.
And it looks like the kind of show that would be fun to do sound on.
I kind of went and put out like a feeler on Twitter, I believe, at KT Fun Tweets, or maybe I thought that I tweeted it and didn't. Like, do I need to read any comics? Do I need to know? What do I need to know? Can I just watch it?
I know nothing.
Steven and Fake Ben Rogers here are telling us that you can just watch it and you don't need to know.
Okay, good.
It looks crazy.
I want to watch it just because our friend works on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brad's a great
guy. I texted him. No, that's why it is. I texted him. I said, do I need to know? He goes, no, go for it. And it's the guy that made, it's the guy who created Lost, and it's the guy who created The Leftovers.
Is that right?
So you're gonna
not Carlton Cuse, is it?
No, it's Damon Lindelof.
Okay, because there was a guy involved in writing Lost that was C.J. Wilson's buddy, Carlton Cuse.
Yeah, but that was a writer. That wasn't that wasn't the guy.
He actually worked on Jack Ryan. Did you watch Jack Ryan?
I never did Jack Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah, never did that. You know what's interesting? What's going to happen? There's going to be a show coming out, and I am not. I mean, I already used someone else's Netflix password.
Oh, that's
I have
illegal.
Kavanaugh's sister's Hulu password.
What?
I have my own HBO. I pay for HBO. And I am not going to pay for this Apple TV streaming thing, but I'm going to need someone's password because this morning show thing that they're doing.
What is it?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. I saw
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Steve Carell.
Yep.
And
it's the Matt Lauer story.
Well,
isn't it?
It wasn't.
Kind of.
That was not what it was. And then creative differences with the showrunner. And they had sunk so much money into it that they were like, no, we got to fix it. Got a new showrunner came in and said, no. So Steve Carell is going to be the disgraced news guy. He is the Matt Lauer type figure.
Yeah.
That's not based on that,
right?
But it's that type of world. And that comes out in January on Apple Plus, their new streaming thing.
So
Disney Plus is now a streaming thing.
I've told you this.
This is so insane. It's getting out of hand with all the streaming services.
You kind of know the story where my nephew is making a movie.
Yeah.
And so it might end up on that Apple streaming service.
Awesome.
Like that or Netflix.
Yeah.
Or,
you know, and it's two more shows I wanted to talk about real quick. So there's another show that comes out on the 27th. It's called Miss Fletcher. Mrs. Fletcher.
That's about the corn dog
lady. It's Catherine Hahn.
Oh, I saw that.
She's awesome.
You
don't remember her as the one who was married to Adam Scott, Derek, and Step Brothers?
Yes.
And she's been in. She was in Parks and Rec. There was a show that came on Netflix. Comes back in 2 weeks called The End of the Effing World.
You know, I watched the first two or three. It's about the guy and the girl that left their.
Pretty awesome. It's a 6-episode thing.
Pretty over the top. It's British.
It's coming. It's way too British for me. And then Sunday, January 12th. I know I'm getting way ahead of myself here, but I keep
the
up
AFC
with all this
Championship
stuff.
Game.
No, well. Actually, no. That'll probably be the divisional
round. Is that the divisional round?
It's the divisional round.
Right.
Jason Bateman is starring in a show on HBO called The Outsider. Like, he's doing a dark show on HBO and Ozark.
Really?
Like, he's doing both of them.
He got tired of comedy, huh?
I think he's like, guys, I'm tired of being seen as just this straight man.
Yeah.
This straight man. So now he's going to be...
you know what they say. Comedy is just tragedy plus time.
Who's they?
I think Woody Allen said that. It's the Ben and Skin Show.
I want to
quote him. My wife hates him. 105.3 The Fan. People were texting in, KT. Watch the Watchmen movie from 2009. The show is not a sequel to the movie, but the movie gives you a great synopsis of the backstory.
Okay.
So don't be so dismissive of this guy. 405 is San Francisco.
Well, I said, right when that happened, I had three people look me in the eye and shake their head no.
Okay, and then this.
I don't know.
Skin, if you talk about the horse girl, that would be so awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.